Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from LendingTree, committed to helping people control their financial destiny with innovative tools and personalized advice at LendingTree.com. From Mini, featuring the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper with go-kart handling. Learn more at MiniUSA.com/info. And from Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at AngiesList.com.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest Ben Stiller has starred in a wide range of movies, mostly comedies, from big hits like There's Something About Mary, Meet the Parents, and Night at the Museum, to indie films like The Royal Tenenbaums and Your Friends and Neighbors. He directed and starred in the comedies Zoolander and Tropic Thunder, and produced and starred in Dodgeball. He's the son of comic actors Ann Mira and Jerry Stiller. In the new film Greenberg, Stiller plays Roger Greenberg, a 40-year-old whose life hasn't turned out the way he'd hoped. He's just had a midlife crisis slash mental breakdown. After recovering in a hospital, he's spending a few weeks at his brother's house while his brother and family are on a trip to Vietnam. When people he meets ask what he's been doing, he tells them he's trying to do nothing for a while. In this scene, he's with Florence, the young attractive woman who works as the personal assistant for his brother's family. Florence is played by Greta Gerwig.
I'm impressed by you.
In what way?
I don't know. I mean, you seem really fine doing nothing. It's like you don't feel all the pressure to be successful. I mean, by other people's standards.
You know, I almost had a record deal when I got out of college. I haven't done nothing.
Cool.
I want to be doing nothing. I'm doing nothing deliberately.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that I could do nothing and be that cool with everything.
Roger Greenberg is very cynical and alienated, and that really comes out when he's the only 40-year-old at a party of people in their 20s.
The thing about you kids is you're all kind of insensitive. I'm glad I grew up when I did, because your parents were too perfect at parenting. All that baby Mozart and Dan Zane songs. You're so sincere and interested in things. There's a confidence in you guys that's horrifying. You're all ADD and carpal tunnel. You wouldn't know agoraphobia if it bit you in the ass, and it makes you mean. You know, you say things to someone like me who's older and smarter with this life air. I'm freaked out by you kids. Hope I die before I end up meeting one of you in a job interview.
Ben Stiller, welcome back to Fresh Air. Congratulations on the film. I really liked it a lot. Your character is kind of taking a break from life after having a nervous breakdown. Why do you think he had a nervous breakdown?
I guess he did. I don't think he looks at it as that. I think I even have trouble saying it. You know, I feel like he just spent some time in the hospital. I think, you know, he had a psychosomatic condition where he couldn't move his leg. And it probably was a result of not dealing with a lot of things over the years. You know, he's a guy who hasn't really gotten to where he wanted to be in life and hasn't really been able to accept that. And he's very critical of everybody else in the world. And he's really probably too smart for his own good. And so when the movie picks up, he's sort of at a place where he's having to accept some things in his life that he's denied for a long time.
Yeah, like he doesn't know whether he really is a carpenter or that's just his day job.
Yeah, he was in a band when he got out of college, and the band had a moment in time where they were playing out and probably doing okay, and then they had a shot at a record deal, and he was the one in the band who didn't want to sign the deal. And probably thinking there'd be a lot more offers, and he was pretty self-important and very idealistic, and then it didn't happen. And since then, he's been just slowly, year by year, sort of just going through his life, and he's become a carpenter to make money, and it's just not really happened for him the way he thought it was going to happen.
Having been successful at a very young age, what do you relate to about this character?
Well, I think everybody's had failures in their life and decisions that you regret and relationships that didn't work out. And I think I've been really fortunate in my life to have had great things happen and friendships and love and family in my life over the years. But I've still had those bad decisions and things I've done in the past that I still regret the, but for Greenberg, he hasn't had a lot of successes since the bad decisions, and he hasn't had anything to sort of temper that, and so it's a lot harder to get through the day. So I can identify with, on that level, I think there are a lot of people I know who have had bad luck and are very talented and good people, and it just hasn't worked out for them, or, you know, their life isn't quite what they want it to be, and they have to figure out a way to get through the day, and we all have to. I mean, I have days like that too, and I think it was just a matter of empathizing with this guy, not looking at him as a guy who had really screwed up or anything, but just a guy who's trying the best he can to, you know, just to get through.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Ben Stiller, and he's starring in the new movie, Greenberg. Let's talk about some of the movies that you've made. And let's start with Tropic Thunder, which you co-wrote, you directed, and you starred in. And it's such a funny premise. It's about actors making a jungle war movie.
It's a Vietnam movie.
Yeah, a Vietnam movie, where an elite army team is sent to rescue one man. And it's both the movie within the movie that's being made, but, you know, we also see the actors who are making that movie and
right.
how they get into character and all of that. So it's a parody of movies and of actors. Were Vietnam War movies important to you when you were starting out?
Some of my favorite films are that genre. I mean, I remember seeing Platoon and just being deeply affected by it. Love Deer Hunter, Apocalypse Now. You know, those movies, in terms of generationally, those movies were very important movies, because that era was when I was younger, and then those are the movies that influenced me a lot. You know, I in a way, I wanted to be doing those kinds of movies. I think that's a lot of what Tropic Thunder is, like my sort of stab at being able to do one of those films.
Did you ever try for real to be in one of those war films?
I had a meeting with Oliver Stone for Platoon. I think I was like 20 or 21. I had a go-see, as they call it.
What was it like?
I was doing a play at the time, and I think he thought I looked too clean-cut or something. He said something like, oh, he looked at my picture, oh, you're cute, or something like that. And then...
Not knowing that you'd eventually be Zoolander.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was being generous.
You get some of this so perfectly right. Like, there's a scene toward the beginning where your character in the movie, your character, the actor in the movie shot, is getting, shot up.
Right.
And as the bullets riddle his body, it's shot in slow motion, and he's just kind of almost like dancing, you know, as the bullets hit him. And with the music behind him, it's the music you always hear
right.
when that happens. Can you talk to me about that shot and why you knew you had to use it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was pretty much directly ripped off from Platoon. I mean, that was, you know, that's that incredible moment in Platoon near the end with Willem Dafoe and... you know, the idea
is most Christ-like.
Yes, for sure. He was definitely went into that pose. And, you know, in this, the context of Tropic Thunder, it's like it's a movie that's being made, obviously, post-Platoon, and, you know, it's probably very derivative, and, you know, because they've already done that, and it's an actor trying to be taken seriously, and he's probably saw that movie, and he's doing his best guy getting riddled with bullets in a Christ-like pose ending. And it's not really doing that great at it. So, you know, it's sort of the idea of a guy trying to do something because, you know, in the movie, the character's an action star and he hasn't been taken seriously and he really wants some credibility. And I think that's a lot of what the movie's about, is actors taking advantage of people's, you know, real-life people's suffering to try to further their own careers.
Yes, and one example of that is that your character... has also starred in a movie called Simple Jack.
That's right.
And yeah. Why don't you describe what Simple Jack is?
Simple Jack is a mentally challenged farmhand who can talk to animals. And it was the character in the movie that I played, Tug Speedman. It was his attempt to do a role that was going to be taken seriously and win him an Oscar, and it ended up having the exact opposite effect and being derided by everybody, critics and audiences, and being a huge failure.
Now, I want to play a scene from the film. And in this scene from Tropic Thunder, you're in the jungle making the movie, and you're talking to another actor played by Robert Downey Jr., and his he plays an actor who's like this serious, multi-Oscar-winning actor, and he's so into getting into character and being De Niro-ish about it that he's gotten this special pigmentation procedure so that he can look African-American because he's playing a black man in this.
Yeah, that's right, and he never goes out of character.
And he never goes out of character. So here you are, yeah. You know, walking through the jungle with him, and you're both out of character here. You're not, but so you're just talking as yourself, but he's still, you know, quote, talking black because he never gets out of character. And what you're talking about is the Simple Jack role. And so this ended up being a very controversial scene because of the use of the word retarded. So I just want to warn our listeners, for anybody who finds that word like really, you know, insulting, that this is a comedy, this is a parody. You know it's an insulting word, and you're using it. You, the writer, director of this movie, are using it knowing that. So here's the scene.
There were times when I was doing Jack that I actually felt retarded, like really retarded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I brushed my teeth retarded, I rode bus retarded.
Damn.
In a weird way, I had to sort of just free myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronical.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest mother that ever lived.
When I was playing the character.
When you was a character.
Yeah, I mean, as Jack.
Definitely. Yeah. Jack. Stupid-ass Jack. Trying to come back from that.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded. And by the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I flushed so much out, how am I gonna jumpstart it up again? It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, right?
You was farting in bathtubs and laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
But Simple Jack thought he was smart, or rather didn't think he was retarded, so he can't afford to play retarded being a smart actor. Playing a guy who ain't smart but thinks he is, that's tricky.
Tricky.
It's like working with mercury. It's high science, man. It's art form.
Yeah.
You an artist.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off for going there. Especially knowing that the Academy is about that.
Wait. About what?
You serious? You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman. Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded, not retarded. Count two picks, cheated cards. Autistic, sure, not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe, braces on his legs, but he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy that? Yeah, Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty-handed.
So that's my guest Ben Stiller with Robert Downey Jr. in a scene from Tropic Thunder, which Ben Stiller directed, co-wrote, and starred in. So what kind of blowback did you get from that scene?
Got a little blowback. to me it was pretty clear that this was, in the context of the movie, is, you know, ridiculing the actors who were taking advantage of other people's real struggles to try to further their own careers. So to me, that was always clear in the context of these actors speaking in a way about, in a really very uninformed way about something and sounding like kids talking about a mental disability and all of it being in the context of talking about, you know, how you win an Oscar for doing that. So I don't think it could have been any clearer what the context was, but I guess some people still had. work. And it's true. He did.
famous for.
Fun as a way to sort of try. Green Band.